right now on our newsmaker line. We're joined by Dennis Pellegrini of Peak Brokerage Services in Wyomissing. Good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. And I understand today we're going to talk about long-term care.
Yes. It's a nasty topic, but it needs to be discussed.
All right, share with us some statistics here.
Well, before we get into some statistics, let me tell you a quick story. About 30-plus years ago, give or take 30-plus years, when I started into this line of work, long-term care policies were getting a lot of momentum and recognition. It was basically the new thing. And so I introduced it to a bunch of people, but parents were some of the people that I introduced it to. Well, needless to say, nothing really came about it, and I didn't push the issue, but I wish I would have been a little bit more proactive. Eventually, what happened was my father became ill, and my mother was the caregiver for roughly 12 and a half years. So after several years of being a caregiver, I guess the light bulb went off, and she looked at me. She said, "Hey, I want that insurance that you talked about." So, okay, so I set it up for her. And so fast forward several years later, here we're now at a situation where she's in a facility. The policy's paying for the cost of the facility. And I went to visit her, and we were talking about the long-term care issue. And I said to her, I said, "Mom, you know, what made you decide, or, you know, what caused you to change your mind to move forward with the long-term care insurance?" And she said to me, she goes, "Well, you know, Joe, the insurance guy, he told me I should have it." So needless to say, let the moral of the story be told that sometimes people have to hear from multiple sources on multiple occasions. Anyhow, so there's some statistics that we want to share with you guys today.
Okay.
But before I begin, let me say, don't shoot the messenger, because some of these statistics aren't very pleasant. Needless to say, 70% of retirees will need long-term care at some point. Average cost of long-term care is anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000. It depends on the level of care. Statistic number three, 79% of adults do not want to talk about this issue with their financial advisors. Bill, it should be the complete opposite. This is definitely a conversation that people need to have with a financial advisor. Final statistic that I'll share with you guys, 83% of adults do not want to talk about it with their kids. Once again, big mistake. They need to have this conversation. So with that said, let me talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions about long-term care.
Okay.
Number one, people will say, I don't need it, or I won't need it. As I mentioned earlier, 70% of retirees will need long-term care. Let me repeat that. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services claims that almost 70% of people turning 65 are going to need it. There's another statistic I want to share with you real quick. Back in November of 2021, it was estimated that 14 million people were receiving some form of long-term care. Misconception number two, Medicare will cover my long-term care expenses. And there's some truth to that, but for the most part, not really. 100% for the first 20 days in a skilled nursing facility. So it has to be a skilled nursing facility. Will be paid. Between day number 21 and 100, they only cover a portion, and after 100, that's once again after 100 days, there's no coverage whatsoever. So Medicare is limited in both benefit and in time that it's available for the individual. Misconception number three, my family will help if anything happens to me. Not necessarily the case. You know, sometimes people are just not qualified. And if they are, once again, it's typically the spouse, sometimes the children that are the caregivers. And part of the problem there is that they end up taking a lot of time off of work, which then costs them money. And so it's not always a good scenario. It's a conversation you got to have with them up front if that's the direction you want to take. Fourth and final misconception, If I don't use the long-term care benefit, I lose my money that I paid into the policy. And once again, there's some truth to that, but not necessarily. The old long-term care policies, the traditional, old-fashioned long-term care policies, were indeed set up that way. If you paid into it and didn't need it, the insurance company kept the premiums. But nowadays, there's so many different variations of these programs, and they could be a fixed deposit into an account that has benefits. It could be a life insurance benefit that has additional benefits for long-term care. It could be a hybrid plan, and these payments could be spread out over 5 and 10 years. They could be single premium. There's so many different variations. So with that said, Bill, people really need to have the conversation. And I offer a free consultation for this type of stuff. I'll be more than happy to have these conversations with your audience. And they can reach me at 610-898-1241.
And you mentioned earlier, you said that the average cost of long-term nursing care is between $6,000 and $8,000. And that's on a monthly basis, right?
That is correct. Now, let me just add one more thing, Bill. Do you remember in a couple of our previous conversations, I said there's three forms of guaranteed income?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is definitely one of those times where you want to look at what your guaranteed income is in your retirement years and figure out, okay, in the event that I need to go to a facility, if I'm getting a pension and I'm getting Social Security, and it's going to cost somewhere in the ballpark of $6,000 to $8,000, you do a little bit of math and you figure, okay, how am I going to bridge that gap? It's a conversation that's very easily, it's just very easy to have. All you got to do is take the time to have the conversation because it's so, so important.
Dennis, what are some of the things that you talk about with your customers to help them determine what is the best long-term care policy for their needs?
Well, we don't have the crystal ball, but you can ask and look at situations like, what is your family's history with health? What kind of lifestyle do you have? Do you eat healthy? Do you have bad habits like smoking? That's going to affect things big time.
Okay.
So those are just some of the things that people can look at and consider with regard to this topic. Once again, it's such an important topic, and it's a conversation people aren't having, and they should.
Dennis, anything else you want to share?
Hopefully the weather breaks and, the humidity goes away. But outside of that, no, I can't think of anything. Once again, let's have the conversation. It's complimentary. Pick up the phone, give me a call, and we'll go from there.
Dennis Pellegrini of Peak Brokerage Services in Wyomissing. He can be reached at the following number, 610-898-1241. Dennis, thank you. Appreciate you calling in on the Newsmaker line today.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back with your calls in just a bit. Stay with us.